just can you kind of talk about how that St. Louis thing went down for you?
Yeah, we had a lot of things that we did on the positive side that would generally get you a win. You know, positive turnover ratio, and we scored on defense. We scored in the kicking game, and it just didn't spell win for us. You know, so we missed out on a really good opportunity in regulation, and then also in overtime. So it's unfortunate. We're real disappointed we couldn't get off to a win and start. But that's the way it is. We got to bounce and come on back, and you know, get up to you guys and face an amazing, you know, opponent up there.
You know, back to that St. Louis game, what happened defensively where you guys are usually airtight in the passing game, but you gave up a bunch of big plays?
They just got the ball in around us, you know. They just made some plays on us, and that's it. You know, we'll go weeks and not show that like that, and then every once in a while it happens, and that was one of those games.
Hey, Pete, Aaron's production and numbers are so good against just about everybody. You guys have held him in check. Do you have his number, do you think, a little bit?
Well, if you go back to Cal SC, when he completed 21 in a row or something that day, he had our number, so we're just trying to even it up maybe. I don't know.
What has allowed you, though, to maybe have some success against him?
We're just playing the way we play. You know, he's a great football player, and they're a terrific team and offense, and we've just been fortunate at times. I don't know about the number so much, but we've always had, you know, difficult games and challenges and all that, and that's we're counting on that again for sure.
What do you think is his greatest strength as a quarterback, Pete?
He has extraordinary vision. You know, he sees everything, and when you can match it up with the ability to move like he can move, to give himself a second and third chance at plays, and then he's got extraordinary accuracy. He's always been just a naturally accurate thrower. It makes him the best guy in the league. You know, and he's the most difficult guy to play against, and he's unpredictable. You know, because he is so athletic, so it's just a nightmare trying to figure him out.
Pete, is that something you have to prepare for more than you did in the championship game? He was coming off the calf thing. Is it, you know, something you just have to be cognizant of all the time?
Well, we didn't underestimate it. We thought he would move in our game too, you know, even though he was banged up a little bit, which he did. He ran, made first down, and did some good things, you know, we're always preparing for our players to play at their best. You know, we didn't, you know, take it easy here or there because we thought he was going to limp around. We were ready for him to do everything. So we just keep trying to do that and try to, you know, keep it under wraps, and it's almost impossible to control. So, you know, we're going to do the best we can.
Pete, I'm sure Mike here had, you know, a tough time addressing his team after the championship game loss to you guys. How did you handle that with your guys after the Super Bowl? I mean, how do you address a team after a game like that?
Always going to the truth, you know, what happened first, and make sure that everybody's on the same page about what really took place and what the calls were and the decisions and everything, so everybody knows, you know, what happened, instead of leaving guys to their own, you know, their own devices kind of. That's the first thing for us always. And then from there, we just try to reconstruct our mentality and get back to business again as soon as possible, which we've done. We had an excellent offseason, and camp was strong, and we really feel good coming out of camp. We're a bunch of guys healthy and ready to play this season, but it starts with the truth and facing it up, and then dealing with it as you move forward.
So if you were playing New England like Mike is playing you guys, how would you handle that with your group?
I'm not going into that. Okay, I'm not going to tell you how to do that. ask Mike.
Hey Pete, obviously it's a big weekend for Drew Nowak coming back up here. So, what made him the right fit for you guys at center, and what do you think of what he's done for you since he came from Jacksonville last year?
Well, he's a pretty extraordinary player. You know, he's a defensive player, as you guys know, and player of the year in his conference, and an all-around great competitor. That has, you know, translated to him learning the position extremely fast. He's really smart, and his competitiveness makes him work and grind to get it right and to get it done. He's got so much room to improve as he grows with the position. He has no background playing on offense to speak of, but his defensive mentality and also his awareness of fronts and looks and principles and stuff that happen on defense have helped him a certain degree. We've been through this transition before with guys, and he's well ahead of really a couple of the guys that we've been through this with, because he's such a bright player, and so we're gonna keep going with him and see how fast he can come along, and we know our line is gonna improve as we go together if we can keep him healthy and all, and we expect us to improve, you know, early in the season and get something going here.
Yes, speaking of the line, is that an area of concern after the St. Louis game, or is that just a byproduct of a coming together group against a really good defense?
Well, yeah, they're as athletic as you can get, you know, and Greg Williams gets after it and sends a bunch of stuff and makes it hard on you. So that was a great challenge for us to start with. And, you know, our guys were kind of pointing at it the whole time, and it was still hard, you know, and you just have to kind of survive that one. But our guys are definitely, you know, they're definitely going to get better because of it. And there's going to be another challenge. Don knows exactly how to make it hard on you too. And we're going to be challenged, and we'll make some mistakes at times. We're going to try to overcome them with good plays and good fortune and all that, but we're going to grow and make this a really good line as we get down into the season.
Pete, what is your defense missing without Cam Chancellor on the field, and how much of that do you attribute to what happened Sunday?
Well, you know, some of it's like you miss your quarterback, you know. I mean, we're going to miss guys, you know, as they aren't available to play, but we have to consider it like the guy's injured and, you know, that he's not here. What would you do, you know? And so we've set course and moved ahead and trying to get going. We'd love to get him back, but that's you know, doesn't look like that's happening right now, so we're going to just keep moving, and that's just how you have to do it.
Hey, what's the secret to Marshawn being able to remain as powerful, as tough a runner as he's been, even as he's getting older? It doesn't seem like he's lost much strength or power.
He's an extraordinary athlete. He's got unbelievable power, like you're noting. He's got such a style about his you know, the way he runs. He's just built with a great base under him, and he's got this great attitude, and he's just such a powerful athlete. You know, you might not realize he's a really good all-around athlete. He's a great hand-eye guy. He can do everything. He's a basketball player. He can play baseball. He can do anything, you know, and he uses all of those natural abilities to go along with this, such an exceptional frame that he plays with, and you know, he's just not slowing down at all, and so we're lucky to have him.
I'm sure you and John discussed this with your guys after Russell signed the contract, but what's the challenge going forward when your quarterback's gone from making $1 million a year to what he's making now, just as far as building a team and keeping a team together?
Well, this is a long drawn out plan that we've put together that's been done in stages and with real direction and purpose. John's done a fantastic job of orchestrating the year to year plan. We set out, Jesus, 4 years ago now, when we told our guys in the locker room somewhere in the middle of the year too that this is the core of guys that we're going to build this team around, and we'll add to it as we go, but you know, we're going to try to keep it together, and so that's what we've done, and with organization and system and discipline, John's been able to put it in position where we're going to play with young players. We believe in playing young players. We have no problem with that. And so the whole formula is really showing itself. And it's worked out really well. You know, with Russell signing, we planned on that all along. That was going to happen, and we budgeted to make it so that we can keep our other guys. We turned right around and got Bobby Wagner done too, and another core guy that joined us. And so unfortunately, you know, it doesn't please everybody, but it's a plan, and we're trying to see if we can really make this thing work over a long period of time.
Pete, when you talk about adding players too, bringing Jimmy into that offense, what do you think that does for Russell and what you guys are trying to do there?
Well, he's a marvelous target, you know, and he's a great competitor, and he's got such a range of athleticism. It's just a natural fit. He'd be a natural fit on anybody's team because he can do everything and he looks great doing it. The quarterbacks can, you know, he's 6'6" something, and he just looks so open even when guys are around him, because he's such a big target that the quarterbacks just find that really friendly, you know, and they're going to him and really work him. It just hasn't been a difficult transition at all. We're hoping we'll just continue to fit him in. We have to learn how to use him right as we go and get better at it. But it sure is obvious that you want to, and we're trying to fit him in throughout.
Pete, back to the topic of getting over tough losses, how long does it take before you're really able to move forward in both your thoughts and leaving the past behind? And what do you have to do to really leave the past behind and to move forward from something like that?
Well, okay, you're digging in, so I'll give you a little bit here. What it appears to it appears to me that if it's a really difficult defeat, there's a grieving process. You know, there really is a grieving process that everybody has to undertake, and individuals take it differently. And so, what we felt like, you got to leave room and respect the differences in the people to handle it, and give them time and be there for them and support them and all that, and expect everybody will get back in time. But that's what the process feels like. So that's what we did. You know, and try to be really open about respecting everybody's uniqueness and that, and then work it on back. And we found our way back, I think, fairly swiftly under the circumstances, and got back to business. You know, and I don't know how Mike's done it or what they think there, but maybe there's a similar. I don't know.